Drive Time on RTÉ Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Your future is important. Take time to plan for what can go right. Talk to a financial broker about a Zurich savings plan.
Let's start this afternoon with some breaking news. As I mentioned there, Accenture, they've announced that they're to make 890 people, all in their staff, redundant. The company, which is a management consultancy firm, informed staff of the job losses just today. It currently employs about 6,500 people in Ireland. For more on this, I'm joined in studio by Adam McGuire of our business staff. Adam, what's the story here?
Yeah, as you say, Accenture making 890 staff from its Irish operation redundant. And this is in addition to the 400 staff that it said it was cutting just a few months ago, back in March. Those cuts. So with those two cuts combined, you're talking about 20% of the Irish workforce. It is part of a global cut across the company. It's been streamlining its operations, as it say, but it's starting an employee consultation for a proposed redundancy programme in Ireland today. It says it's also remaining committed to the Irish market and its clients here as well, but it's just looking to be a smaller company than it once was.
And staff found out today?
That's right, yeah. They found out today, and there's now a consultation process which will get underway around the redundancy programme as well. So it'll be a while before we get full details on exactly what's being offered to them.
What's Accenture saying, if anything at all, about this?
Next to nothing, very, very little. And they're saying they're not going to speak anymore while this process gets underway at the moment. So it's very little coming out of the company.
And in terms of staff then, and what they can... they have about 4 weeks before this is implemented, is that right?
Yeah, something along those lines, yeah. And as you say, you know, 6,500 people, so with 890 gone, it's a big chunk of the staffing here on top of the 400 that were let go or that were announced for being let go back in March as well. So yeah, sizable portion of the...
We've heard of tech layoffs, Adam, one after another for a period there. How significant is this now today in that context?
Yeah, it is significant, and it's connected as well, because like the tech companies, Accenture would have gone on a bit of a hiring spree worldwide on the back of that surge in demand around services, for tech services in particular, during the height of the pandemic. They then struggled to justify that when economies around the world started to slow down in the face of high inflation and rising interest rates. And Accenture would have big tech companies among their client list, the likes of Amazon, Microsoft, Google, Dell, Oracle, all clients of Accenture. So there's also a second tier effect as well, because the big tech companies are cutting back themselves or have cut back, and that means there's less work, there's fewer contracts available for the likes of Accenture. In fact, the job cuts that were announced back in March, around 100 of those jobs at Accenture were cut because of the ending of a contract that it had with Meta. So it's a knock-on effect as well as a direct connection to what was going on in the tech world.
I wonder how this is going to be received by government, because with other job losses, they've said that employment rates here are really good, that FDI investment into the country, the pipeline is pretty strong. Projections here in terms of the economy are better than other comparable economies. That's what they will say publicly. But are they going to be worried about this?
I'm sure there's going to be a certain amount of worry. And I think the attention now shifts to, because we've seen the big tech companies making big jobs announcements, and maybe a sign that they've done what they've needed to do now as well. But the eye now shifts to the likes of these companies that work with big tech. They provide services to big tech. And as I say, if the market is tightening, they have to also tighten as well. So I think there'll be a lot of looking at these consultancy firms and services firms to see whether others will maybe need to make the same move that Accenture has announced today. There will be that talk to that, you know, high rates of employment in the country. And there are lots of jobs still in this sector around there, but obviously fewer than there were before, and more people now looking for jobs.
Okay, it's a knock-on effect that we probably knew was going to happen, but let's hope the knock-on isn't too strong. Adam McGuire of our business staff, thank you very much indeed for that. Is that something for you to worry about? Let me know at 51551.